Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Michael Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This is number 954. A, the A are always the news of the week, but much more importantly, what it means to you. By the way, we had a great set of guests the last several weeks. I should always tell you about them a little bit. Marwan Sabah on 948B talked about fighting for my life, what to do to protect your brain. 949B was one of my favorites, Robot Take the Wheel. It's about autonomous cars and how they'll affect us. Travis Rader in Pain, a Bioethicist Struggle with Opioids was 950. 951, Amy Riola, The Mediterranean Diet for Diabetes and Extra Virgin Olive Oil. She has a great set of help about extra virgin olive oil, really knows her stuff. Carol Clements was the guest at 952B, Better Balance for Life, really important exercises for life. Deborah Reber, Differently Wired, was 953B. But I'm going to talk about the news of the week for 954A, so you'll have to find out who our guest is later for this section. But now fruit juice is linked to a higher cancer risk. How high? From just tomato juice or orange juice? And the answer is yes, but we'll come back to whether it's important enough to change your life. And I'm going to give you a little hint. It is, because I tried to get my wife to change, who normally starts her day with both coffee, a little toast with avocado on it, and then orange juice. And is that healthy? I don't think it's that healthy, and we'll talk about why it isn't healthy in just a few minutes. A selfie craze has young Americans viewing plastic surgery more favorably. What the heck is this? That's right, people taking so many selfies that they say, oh, I should get plastic surgery to look like that other person in a selfie. Adopt a diet that's good for your gut. When you time your workout may be key to staying slim. What is that all about? Is there a specific time of day you should do your workout? Little evidence supports chocolate as a migraine trigger, and 8 in 10 Americans want less nicotine in cigarettes overall. Are those just the non-smokers? And cutting calories may improve your health even if you're not trying to lose weight. And drinking less might be tied to a higher quality of life. Well, let's get to the fruit juice story, because that's a real key one. And again, you're listening to 954A of You, the Owner's Manual Podcast, the news of the week, and what it means for you. Should you stop drinking fruit juice? Yeah. So this is a very interesting story. They looked at 97 beverages over a long period of time in a huge number of people. And this is all of the people in France do this survey. And what they found, it was actually 100,000 volunteers they followed for over 10 years. And what they found is that the people who drink sugared beverages, soft drinks, had a increased risk of cancer for about 18% every 4 ounces, 3.7 ounces they drank. But that's like one-third of a can of Coke. So about a 60% increase risk of cancer over the common people over this 10-year period by drinking one can of Coke a day. But the interesting thing is fruit juice raised it even more. What do I mean, fruit juice? Orange juice, tomato juice, etc. And it raised it by about 22%, not a huge amount more, but 22% per 3.4 ounces. What does that mean? Well, it appears that the spike in sugar is the most important thing. That is, how high your blood sugar goes is very important to whether you develop that increased risk for cancer. So how do you decrease that? Well, it is not having the fruit juice first. And by the way, eating the whole fruit didn't increase the risk. It decreased the risk. Why is that? Because you get a lower peak sugar level. That is, it takes time to digest the fruit as a whole, whereas the fruit juice, you get some of the sugar absorbed even in your mouth. So the point is, how do you reduce this? It's by having something with fat on it first. So my wife's avocado toast, before she has the tomato, before she has the orange juice, much better than if she had the avocado toast after the orange juice. But even better, having an orange rather than an orange juice. So the point is, by the way, the French study found no increased risk from sugar-free drinks. There probably wasn't, it's actually interesting, in France, they don't drink as many sugar-free drinks as we do in America. So this is a major difference, if you will, between America and France in that concept. Let's go and talk about chocolate. It's always thought chocolate's a migraine trigger. And in fact, people with migraine, 10 to 20% of them rated rated chocolate as a trigger. And if you look at it, 25% said it was a mild trigger, not a strong trigger. Well, it turns out when they actually did the study in 774 people with migraine headache, only 1% of them, 1.2%, had chocolate as a trigger. So apparently chocolate is not a major trigger for migraine headaches. What do we mean by adopt a diet that's good for your gut? Well, we're getting more and more data that your microbiome, that is the bacteria inside you, are important. I take, as you know, I've said before, 7 different probiotics, 1 different one each day of the week, trying to get a variety. We don't know what's right. But we're getting more and more data, and I'll bet within 5 years we know what bacteria we should have in our guts, and we have a set of pills that are perfect for it. But as of now, we don't know that information. Let's talk about the selfie craze. There's a selfie craze, obviously, and people with the selfie craze are saying, well, maybe I should look like that person in the selfie craze and have plastic surgery to do it. Remember, a lot of these are doctored pictures. And this was the amazing thing. 650 billion selfies are posted every day. It's just amazing. So the point is, I don't think that this should be what you do. Don't look carefully. I actually think there is beauty in the way you look naturally. There also was a story on serious misdiagnosis. These serious harms are due to misdiagnosis of vascular events, infections, and cancer, and it's thought to be the 4th leading cause of death in the United States. What it means is get a good second opinion. So whenever you have something, I say it over and over again, whenever you're doing something that will last more than 3 days in your life, get a second opinion, so that you don't have a problem from a misdiagnosis. Interesting story also, when you time your workout may be key. What's the message? It's do it at the same time every day. It isn't whether it's morning or evening. It's that you develop a consistent pattern. The people who developed a consistent pattern stayed on it. Now, point. Get a consistent pattern. Remember, it is that in fact, working out is really a very, very important thing for health overall. It's probably one of, if not the most important thing I can encourage you to do. And so working out, do work out, but do it at the same time every day, and you're more likely to stick with it for the long term. Teens' opioid abuse may be gateway to heroin. people who were prescribed a prescription pain pill as a teenager, like for their wisdom tooth removal, were more likely by a factor of 8 to go on to drug abuse than people who didn't get a prescription opioid as a child, as a teenager. So what does that mean? If you're going to get a wisdom tooth out, act for a long-acting local anesthetic and start taking non-steroidals immediately, and you're less likely to have the problem. Okay, the CDC did a survey of Americans and nicotine because the FDA wanted to reduce the nicotine maximum in cigarettes and vaping, e-cigarettes, so that people don't get addicted on it. And they did a survey of a lot of people. And what did they find? They surveyed 4,000 adults. And it doesn't say the difference between those who smoked and don't smoke, but everyone was in agreement the FDA should lower the nicotine maximums in cigarettes and vaping products to a level that isn't addictive. I actually didn't know there was a level that wasn't addictive, so this is a important data for me to find out. Next study is cutting calories may improve your health even if you're not trying to lose weight. And that is just cutting 300 calories a day from what you did. It's not tight calorie restriction, but when you do that, not only do you lose weight, but you get everything else becomes healthier and your markers of aging improve. That's a really key study. So try and do something that reduces your weight by cutting calories is a really valuable choice that you can make. Harder than hell, excuse my language, harder than heck to do that. Aggressive breast cancer is more likely to hit black and young women. That is, the genetics of black and young women getting breast cancer seems to be that they have more aggressive breast cancers. Last study I want to talk about, drinking less might be tied to a higher quality of life. They looked at people who were on average 49 years of old when they joined the study, and they studied them for approximately 10 years, and they found that those who decreased their drinking, whether they were binge drinkers and decreased it, or were decreased it, that everyone who decreased it, there was a sizable increase in their quality of life from decreasing from a lot to little in their self-reported quality of life. Many of these were actually people who drank 4 and 5 drinks a night, going down to 1 drink a night. So it's not eliminating drinking. It is doing it in moderation. Those are the major news stories this week, and I think they really are wonderful stories. So let's go over it. Fruit juice. Have it after you have some fat in the morning and go for the whole fruit rather than the fruit juice. Selfie craze. Don't think those pictures posted are unadulterated and request plastic surgery because of it. Adopt a diet that's good for your gut. That is a variety of fruits and vegetables and a variety of fermented foods like kimchi and Greek yogurt. Greek or Turkish yogurt, and a variety of probiotics if you take them. Timing your workout, do it at the same day, time every day, and the other thing is cutting calories improves your health, no matter what, and drinking a little less improves quality of life. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You've been listening to Podcast 954A on You, the Owner's Manual Podcast, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. Thanks for downloading us. Tell your friends about us. And thanks, Kevin, for great engineering, but especially you for downloading us. It's what keeps us going. Thanks again. We'll be back next week. And remember, listen to the B, great guests.